tonight if you go back to the regular season finale for the Wild. As Jack Eichel wins the opening faceoff and they go top line against top line to start things off here in game number four. Puck picked up by Eriksson. Ekki takes a bump, but it's Mark Stone across the line, snapped on net. And it's hugged there by Philip Gustafsson. A crowd gathering from the top of the circle. Closing in, now to the dot. Dishes down low, Stone.
Yep, they were looking for that crossing pass.
Got it through, now it's Smith, and out to cover it was Gustafsson. Took it right off the left arm. Theodore Smith, Riley Smith with a shot, tipped by Barbashev, but wide. Eichel, Theodore. Theodore's pass, interrupted by Gaudreau. Stone sets it to Eichel again. Handled here. Played through the middle of the ice. Bouncing puck recovered by Vegas. Coming up on 30 seconds to go on the power play. Theodore Rester scores! Jay Theodore through traffic, a power play goal. And Vegas leads game four.
Listen, Minnesota had a chance to get this out. Riley Smith with a stronger stick. Bounced back a little bit in game three, but the stick gets lifted. Riley Smith keeps the puck in just before this happened. And this shot with a little bit of a moving screen by Stone. Here's the play by Smith right there. Just enough with a strong Foligno on it. He must have taken it for granted that he was going to be able to get enough on that. He doesn't. Smith keeps it alive. And Theodore cashes in with the high one to the glove side. Two different franchises. Only the third to do that. I tell you, he's a good old Ottawa boy.
I was waiting for that. You know where he played junior hockey?
I think he played for the 67.
I think he did too. There's Trennan to the front. They score! It's the fourth line and Marco Rossi tying the score for Minnesota.
So takes the hit from White Cloud. The first man in is Trennan. And it took Trennan a little bit of time to find his game as a new member of the Wild. But later in the season, he did. And this is a nifty little backhand pass. It looked like it might have been intended for Brazeau. Brazeau left it. Rossi's there. And Rossi just fires it high under the bar. Here's the speed. Here's the first man in. Take the man and then get some support. Not only does he take the man, he gets the puck himself. That's a terrific play by the entire line.
Boldy keeps it alive. Eriksson Ek. They're looking for his first point of the series. Back door, and Hill made a great save on Kaprizov.
At the other end of the ice, here's a thud right there. What a save by for the fourth line of the Minnesota Wild.
Chance for the Wild to do something they have never done before. Take a 3-1 series lead in a best of seven series. They've had four prior chances to do that in their history. Hartman took too long with it. Still has the puck and a backhand tipped wide. Hanifin able to recover. Still Hartman with the puck. And this one dropped down just outside the crease. Chaos. Hartman on goal. Rebound. They score! Marcus Foligno off the scramble. And the Wild take the lead.
Watching the bench of the Vegas Golden Knights, they look down at the monitors right away to see if there was. But our AT&T connected cam. Hartman brings it up high. The puck goes in the air. There's the play by Foligno. It definitely goes off his left glove. Following that, as you see the rebound off the right pad, backhand play by Foligno.
It's a challengeable play. They are not going to review it unless Bruce Cass. Riley Smith for Howden. He's got Carlson. Saved by Gustafsson. The pass was there. The backhand from Carlson denied.
Right there. And here's that pass by Smith. He takes a hit to make the play. Howden feathers it right over there. And to Carlson. Carlson gets the backhander on it. Just a beautiful pass right here. A little saucer pass right there. But it doesn't get elevated. And the goaltender goes from right to left and gets his pad on it there.
Coming around the wall and kept in by Hanifin. Eriksson Ek comes out of the penalty box. The pass in front and just getting a piece of that was Gustafsson. The drag move and Boldy stayed with him with a poke check. Coming around for Eichel. Eichel's pass. McNabb on the backhand. One timer. Theodore from way out. It got in tight and fought off by Gustafsson. Eichel. Here's Carlson. Bouncing puck in the crease. Trying to get it covered. They can't. They get expect for a playoff game. As the wild card Minnesota Wild looking ahead up 3-1 for the first time in their franchise history for the Vegas Golden Knights. Turtle for Eichel. Now Theodore. Left side, Dorofeev. His shot saved. Gustafsson. Rebound on net, and Gustafsson came up with it. They score! The third try from Waugh, and it's a game-tying goal for Vegas.
With all that didn't go right for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Scored 15 goals during the regular season, two power play goals, and now a two-on-one for Vegas. Howden and Kolesar. Howden, shot, saved by Gustafsson.
And now he's got it flat there, and now he looks and looks and he waits and he drags it. Kolesar now escapes beyond the goal line. If Kolesar stops maybe right there, he's got a chance to.
Three goals and 32 hits in the series for Marcus Foligno. This is game four. A wrestling match in front of the net, and it banked in! Mark Stone! What a play! A little hockey IQ as he put it in off hurdle as he and Hartman were down outside the crease. Eichel and McNabb came over to separate him from the puck. Stone and McNabb will get the assist on the Vegas goal. Middleton, arrestor, tip down, save made, rebound, wraparound, they score! Jared Spurgeon! 55 seconds later, we're tied again!
After the play just before that, and they go right out and they go to work. The shot from the point, Eriksson Ek with the redirection. You talk about a guy quick on his toes and alert. Spurgeon slides in, the captain, from the right side. And the net looked like it's off its moorings a little bit right there. And you can see the left skate and the push-in maybe of Kaprizov. And the bench of the Vegas Golden Knights taking a quick gander at it right there. As you can see, Kaprizov here, moving over. A little shove right there, but he's being pushed in as well. Very hard to tell.
Came back to Vegas off a trade to the Rangers. That pass is handled by Hanifin. Here's Trennan alone. Backhand save Aiden Hill. The rebound kicked out. Brazeau can't get it back on net. Now does.
And goes in the net with them. Puck over top of Hanifin. Here comes Trennan. And he's had a big game. Forehand, backhand through the legs. Oh, and it's kept out.
Hanifin, they had too few on the ice at one point. Faber. Neatly pulled away, but then gave it up. Barbashev's backhand with Smith in time. What a stall! The left leg of Gustafsson. 3-3 because of this stop from Gustafsson.
Oh!
Taking it around the net. Kaprizov with five. Time running down. Eichel made the play defensively. One last try. Dorofeev runs out of time. And game four will be decided in overtime. Golden Knights a lead in the third period just 55 seconds earlier. Out of the 25 games we have seen in the Stanley Cup playoffs, including this one, this is the seventh to go to overtime. Quite a long distance pass. It was redirected. Still got to Boldy. The spin move on Hague. Matt Boldy spins again. Eriksson Ek! No! Aiden Hill able to keep it out with all the momentum from Eriksson Ek coming to the goal line. Faber wins the, or Faber helps Wild get the puck off the draw. Then Middleton flubbed the pass. It comes to Smith in front off of Middleton. Pinballs around and they score! Ivan Barbashev wins game four for Vegas. The series will go back to Vegas tied at two.
And the Vegas Golden Knights with a face-off win, although it was a neutral play, it goes back to Middleton. Middleton fans on the clearing attempt. Riley Smith plays it in front. Momentum's going one way. Barbashev goes right in front of the goaltender after it hits Middleton's leg. Oh, that's a tough one for Middleton. He couldn't get the puck out of the zone. Then it goes off his leg. Waugh drives hard to the net. He uses his skate. It comes right over to Barbashev, who is right on the doorstep and bangs it home. What a sequence of events that leads to that offensive zone face-off and a chance for Minnesota to get it out.